Wildlife Works is a project development and management company that applies innovative market-based solutions to the conservation of biodiversity through an initiative originated by the United Nations called RED, an acronym for Reducing Emissions from Deforestation and Degradation. Wildlife Works has been helping local landowners in the developing world benefit from their forest and biodiversity assets. Wildlife Works CEO Mike Korchinski explained his organization's current efforts to counter the damaging effects of climate change.
Tropical forests, when they're destroyed, release greenhouse gases into the atmosphere that contribute significantly to climate change. And forestry contributes over 15% of the annual emissions, so more than transportation. So more than all the cars, trains, and planes in the world, emissions from people around the world destroying forests. And of course, when you destroy forests, you also destroy habitat for endangered species and other biodiversity, and you threaten the livelihoods of forest communities. So protecting forests has a triple benefit: climate, people, and biodiversity.
There are over 500,000 acres of highly threatened forest, which include the entire wildlife migration corridor between Kenya's Tsavo East and Tsavo West national parks. The project there is also Wildlife Works' oldest and largest project to date. Korchinski highlighted a major project that is taking place there.
And it's called the Kasigao Corridor Project. And we have a very talented team of young Kenyans there that are working with the local community, which is about 120,000 people. And they're working with them to preserve that natural forest between those two national parks. And in doing so, to generate financial benefits to the community from protecting that natural capital.
These benefits include garments produced at an eco factory for international sales, plantations that preserve forest, and even schools. However, Korchinski lamented that the general challenge we face as a planet is that our emissions are too high, a situation that results in dramatically elevated temperatures, flooding, intense storms, and increased drought. The conservationist also pointed out that most of the gases emitted come from human activity, such as in the industry and energy sectors.
But a large chunk of them is coming from the destruction of forests. And if we can't get a handle on protecting forests, we're not going to be able to stabilize our effect on climate. So there are many people out there, starting with the United Nations and then the World Bank and then many corporations and many, many NGOs around the world that are very concerned with this issue and that are willing to try and finance the reduction of these emissions. And the area that we work in is going to those sources to provide financing to pay communities to protect threatened forests.
This financial relationship with the community is called direct carbon financing. It offers an attractive alternative solution to the destruction of forest out of economic necessity that will encourage locals to protect their forest. In return, they are paid a fee for every ton of emissions they avoid.
Most of the team that are working on these projects internationally are from the local community. So these are jobs for the local community, first and foremost, 400 jobs in Kenya in the local community. The Carbon Project has built more than 18 schools in the community. And then bursaries, these 1,600 children would not have been able to afford to go through high school and university were it not for the benefits that the community is being given from the Carbon Project.
Another big project taking place under the RED initiative is in the DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo. The area has a larger land base of 750,000 acres and is a more tropical wet forest.
That forest is home to bonobos, which are the slender chimpanzee, so a highly endangered great ape, and protecting that forest is protecting one of the few places on Earth that chimpanzee lives. So it's a benefit to conservation and a benefit to the local community.
Korchinski said the RED projects are designed to stay in place for a minimum of 30 years, and conservationists assigned to the projects are committed to working side by side with local communities, ensuring the projects pass all international audits and that they do what they say they will do: reduce emissions. It is a long-term commitment, he says, with lasting benefits. I'm Kim Lewis, reporting from Washington.